B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin aleph, and we're going to start approximately just after halfway down from the Amud from a new Mishnah. And we're going to learn a little bit now about shitufei muvois. We know that typically a chotzer serves a number of batim, homes, and a movoy, an alleyway, serves a number of chatzeres. In order to be able to carry from the homes to the chatzeres, one has to make an eruvei chatzeres, and that we're going to soon learn has to be done with bread. In order to carry from one chotzer to the next, also that needs to be done with bread, eruvei chatzeres. To carry from the chatzeres to the movoy, that needs shitufei muvois, and we're going to learn whether that has to be done with bread or whether it can also be done with other food items. Says the Mishnah, Bal habayis shehoyo shutof lishchinov. Here we're talking about a case where you've got a number of people who are neighbors, and they happen to be, so to speak, business partners, not merely neighbors. And these partners in business, they happen to have a partnership, lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'yayin. If you have three neighbors, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shimon happens to be partners with Reuven with a barrel of wine. Shimon is also partners with Levi in another barrel of wine. This Shimon, who was a partner with his two neighbors, Reuven and Levi, lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'yayin, both of them with wine, einon tzrichin l'oriv. Then, in order to make shitufei muvois, and shitufei muvois does not need bread, it can be done with wine or other food products, since he already has a partnership with Reuven and Levi, therefore all three of them are considered as connected, as at least as regarding being able to carry from each other's rishus into the Mavui, and to be carrying into the Mavui. This would not suffice for Eruvei Chatzeres. For Eruvei Chatzeres, they would have to use bread and make an Eruv. For Shitufei Muvois, it suffices. Einon Tzrichin L'Oriv. They do not need to join in an Eruv, which means Shitufei Muvois, even though they didn't make explicitly an Eruv for the Mavui called Shitufei Muvois, they just happened to be partners together in business in a barrels of wine, that's enough. They're already connected enough and merged enough that they can carry in the movi. Lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'shemen. If Shimon had a partnership with Reuven with wine in a barrel of wine, and a partnership with Levi with a barrel of oil, and wine and oil typically does not merge into one, in that case, tzrichin l'oriv, if they want to be able to use the movui, even though it's being shared by three of them, they have to make a shitufei muvois. His partnership with the two neighbors does not serve as a shitufei muvois. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon argues and says, echod zeh ve'echod zeh, ein tzrichin l'oriv. In both cases, even if in the event that this Shimon had a partnership with Reuven with wine and with Levi with oil, nonetheless, they are able to carry in the mavoi, and no further shitufei muvois has to be done. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav said, ubekli echod, shitufei muvois, that according to the Tanakhama said that if this Shimon has a partnership with Reuven and Levi with wine, and the Tanakhama said that loitzorich la'ariv, they do not need to make another shitufei muvois, and the wine that they have between them as a partnership and business suffices, there's a condition. Says Rav, it must be that the two wines are in a single barrel. Even though normally we don't need all the food of the partners in a shitufei muvois to be in a single barrel, in a single kli. However, here, when the food was not actually collected exclusively for a shitufei muvois, it was just partners in business, in order for them to be merged into one, to the extent that they do not need to do a shitufei muvois, it has to be that it's in a single kli. Omar Rava. Rava proves what Rav has just said. Daikanami, we can deduce this from the Mishnah itself, Titnan. We learnt in the Mishnah, lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'shemen. The Chachomim said that only if Shimon has a partner with Reuven and Levi, each with wine, then the it serves as a shitufei mavois. But if it was with one with wine and the other one with oil, then it does not serve for shitufei mavois. Trichin the orev, they have to make an eruv. Shitufei mavois. So the Gemara explains, Rava explains, I omros bishleima, if according to Rav, who says that in the case where he's a partner with both neighbors with wine, then it suffices for an Eruv. If you say that the reason between the difference between wine and wine and wine and oil is exactly what Rav said, that Reisha Bikli Echod. If both of them, if this partnership with both neighbors is wine, then they could both be in the same barrel. You can put wine together with wine in a barrel. Since it's in the same barrel, that's why it suffices for an eruv, for shitufei mavois. V'seifa, but the case of wine and oil, and wine and oil don't mix. Oil doesn't really mix with anything. They would not be put in a single barrel. They do not mix. And therefore, it's b'shnei kelim, it's talking about in two utensils. The very fact that it's two utensils, that's why, according to the Chachomim, one, if he's a partner with one neighbor with wine, another neighbor with oil, it does not suffice as shitufei mavois. Shapir, so that would be a very fine explanation to explain the Chachomim. Eloi omros reisha b'shnei kelim, if you were to argue with Rav and say that according to the Chachomim, that if he's got a partnership with two neighbors, each with wine, it's a good eruv, even if it's in two separate utensils, not like Rav says, and then the second case where it's wine and oil, where it's obviously also in two kelim, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. What should be the difference between having a partnership with two people, wine each with wine, or one with wine and one with oil? What's the difference? In both cases, it's in two separate utensils. Why should wine and wine serve as an eruv and wine and oil not? So the Rav is deducing from here, so it must be that the difference between wine and wine and oil is that wine and wine is in one kli, wine and oil is in two kelim. And that's proof to Rav that wine and wine only serves as an eruv if it's in one kli. Omar le Abaya. Abaya said to him, he refutes the proof and says, no, I could explain to you the Chachomim even if the Reisha was talking about two separate utensils. Yayin v'yayin ro'i l'oriv. Wine and wine, even if they're in two separate barrels, they could potentially be put into a single utensil, into a single barrel. Since they could be put into a single barrel, they could be merged, and therefore it serves as an eruv. However, yayin v'shemen ein ro'i l'oriv. Wine and oil, they are not fit to be combined, and since they cannot be combined, they cannot serve as an shetufei muvois. And that means we can understand and explain the Chachomim even without following Rav. Now the Gemara is going to try and understand Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon said that even in a case of wine and oil, they do not need to make shetufei muvois. Rav Shimon Oymir, echod ze v'echod ze, ein tzorich la'oriv. The Gemara is asking, "Vafilu l'ze b'yayin u'l'ze b'shemen," that we know that Reb Shimon is talking about where Shimon is a partner with Reuven with wine, with Levi with oil, and they are totally separate, and they cannot be merged in any way. They cannot be combined, and nonetheless, Reb Shimon says it serves as a shetufei mavois. How can that possibly be? Omar Rabba. So Rabbi explains as follows, Hocha b'mayoskinon, we're talking about the following case. The truth is, we're not talking about a case of shitufei mavois, which means as far as shitufei mavois is concerned, Reb Shimon is going to agree with the Chachomim that it does not suffice. What we're talking about here, b'chotzer shebein shtei mavois, we're talking about, and you have this Shimon who lives in a chotzer, and he's got a mavui, an alleyway on one side of his chotzer, and an alleyway on the other side of the chotzer. Omar Rabba, Rabba explained, Hocha b'mayoskinon, this is what we're talking about. B'chotzer shebein shnei mavois, which means that, of course, if we were trying to make a single shitufei mavois, that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi can all share together, then having Shimon being a partner with Reuven with wine and with Levi with oil, that would not suffice. However, here we're talking about that Shimon actually wants to make two shitufim mavois. He's got one mavoi on one side of his chotzer, he has a different mavoi on the other side of his chotzer, and he chose to do shitufim mavois with one mavoi with... He was a partner with one mavoi with wine, with another mavoi with oil, and therefore, that, according to Shimon, that's fine. There's no issue with that. And what would be the issue? What's the chiddush? What's Reb Shimon coming to tell us? Reb Shimon letame, and this is Reb Shimon following his own opinion in a similar case. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, and we saw this on Daf Memhei. Omer Reb Shimon, what is this comparable to? And this is something which we discussed earlier on already. When you have three people who are all stuck outside the tchum and they can all only travel within or can only move around within four amos of each of where they are, and if you have three such people next to each other and the four amos of each of the three people overlap each other, so Reb Shimon said that it's similar to three chatzeirois ha-psuchois zu lezu u-psuchois l'rushus harabim. If you have three separate chatzeirois and they are not dependent on each other to walk through, they each have their own independent entrances and exits out of the chotzer, but they are next to each other and they would like to carry from each other's chatzeiros. So you have to make an eruv chatzeiros between all the chatzeiros. What happened was that irvu shtayim machitzoinos imoem tzoyos. If the middle chotzer, let's call it Shimon's chotzer, made an eruvei chatzeiros with Reuven's chotzer on one side, and he made another eruvei chatzeiros with Shimon's chotzer on the other side, irvu shtayim machitzoinos imoem tzoyos, both the outer chatzeiros made independent eruvs with the middle chotzer, then he muteres imoem. Then the middle chotzer can carry either from the middle chotzer to the right chotzer or to the left chotzer, to both chatzeiros, because he made an eruvei chatzeiros with each of them. Vehein mutoris imo, and each of the outer chatzeiros can carry into the middle chotzer. However, ushtaim hachitzoinis asuris zuim zu. The two outer chatzeiros that did not make an eruv with each other, they cannot carry between each other. Which means anything that was in the right chotzer can be taken and carried into the middle chotzer, but not into the other outer chotzer. So that's the same case as you have here. You have a chotzer between two muvois, and he made an independent eruv with each muvoi, one with wine, one with oil, says Reb Shimon, that's fine. And the Mefarshim here discuss, why didn't the Gemara just say that we're talking about three chatzeris, like the other case that we mentioned? And the answer is very straightforward, because in the case of Eruvei Chatzeiros, you cannot use wine or oil, you have to use bread. So since we're talking about wine and oil, it must be that it was talking about Shitufei Muvois. And where do we have a case of two independent Shitufei Muvois that do not need each other? That was this case with Shimon being in between two Muvois. There are, however, Chachomim that argue with Reb Shimon and say that since the middle chotzer, and in our case this chotzer, is being pulled also to the right, also to the left, it's actually an issue and it would not work. And it will only be okay, that means you could only carry from the outer chatzeris to the inner chotzer, or from the inner chotzer to the outer chatzeris, if they actually, all three of them, made a Eruvei Chatzeiros together. And that's what the Chachomim say in our Mishnah, that in the event that this middle Chotzer would have made an Eruv, a Shetufei Muvois, with each of the Muvois on each side of the Chotzer, with both of them using wine, and according to Rav, in the same Kli, in that case, the two Muvois all merge together via this middle Chotzer, who's a partner with both of them, with wine for both. In that case, both Muvois and the Chotzer are all considered a single entity, and then you would be, and only then you would be able to carry from the Muvois to each other. And Rashi discusses this, but that's in short. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Abaye. Abaye now asks, Rabba, mi domi, how can you compare the two Mishnayos? How can you say that the case of the three chatzeiros, one next to each other, are similar to having a mavui between the two shitufei muvois? Hasam ktoni, shtayim machitzonyos asurois. Over there we said, explicitly, Reb Shimon said over there in the Mishnah, that the two outer chatzeris cannot carry between each other because they did not make an eruvei chatzeris together. And in our case, what did Reb Shimon say? Hochik toni ein shichim l'oriv klal. Here Reb Shimon said that since the middle, the chotzer in the middle, was a partner with the movi on the right with wine, the movi on the left with oil, but it's two independent chatzeris, Reb Shimon said ein tzorich l'oriv. Then one does not need to make any further shitufim mavois. It would seem from that they could even carry from one mavoi to the other mavoi. And even though the two mavois themselves haven't merged in any way, and the partnership they have with Shimon in the middle, it's not merged into one because one of them is wine and one of them is oil. So how can you compare it to the case of the two chatzeris? Answers the Gemara, Mai ein tzrichin l'oriv. What does it mean when Reb Shimon said you don't need to make any further shitufei mavois? Is shcheinim behadi balabais, that each of the mavois do not need to do any further shitufei mavois with the person who owns the chotzer in the middle, with Shimon. However, avol shcheinim behadi adodi, the two mavois, the two alleyways on either side, of course tzrichim la'oriv, if they want to carry from each other, from one mavi to the other, of course they would have to make another shitufei mavois, even according to Reb Shimon. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yosef Omer. Rav Yosef argues with the explanation that the Gemara just gave now. The rabbi in the Gemara said that Rav Shimon in our Mishnah holds, when Rav Shimon said that even though Shimon, in our case in the Mishnah, who had an Eruv with a Shitufim voice with one partner with wine, another partner with oil, that Ein tzorich la'oriv, it suffices. And the Gemara asked, how can that be? They can't be combined in any way. So Rabbi said, we're not talking about trying to combine the two partners. We're just trying to combine Shimon with each of them independently, as we discussed, a chotzer in between two mavois. Rav Yosef says, no, we're talking about a regular shitufei mavois, where you've got three partners, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and they have to all merge together. And Reb Shimon says that since Shimon is a partner with Reuven with wine and with Shimon with oil, that suffices. And we ask the question, how can that be? Wine and oil don't blend, don't combine. How can Reuven and Levi be part of this Movi and not need any further Shitufei Mavois? So Rav Yosef is going to give an answer. Rav Yosef Omar, Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon bepluktud Reb Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbonon kemiflegi. This machlokes, whether wine and oil merge or don't merge, is actually a machlokes tanoim elsewhere. Ditnan we learnt in a Mishnah. And this is talking about when you have oil of Truma and you have wine of Truma. When you merge them together, as we all know, the oil will sit on top and the wine is going to sink at the bottom. If somebody who is a tvul yoim touches the oil on top, that truma is now no longer allowed to be eaten. A tvul yoim is somebody who went to mikveh, and therefore he's intrinsically been purified from his tumah, but he has to wait till nightfall, till the end of the day, to be completely cleared. And he didn't wait, and he touched this truma, the oil floating on top. Do we say that the wine underneath it is totally blended, so to speak, with the oil? It's as if he touched the wine as well, and the wine is also not allowed to be drunk? Or do we say no? So the Mishnah says, Shemen shetzof al gabi yain. If oil of truma is floating on top of wine of truma, v'noga tvul yoim b'shemen, and tvul yoim touched the floating oil, loy posal elo shemen b'lvad, all, he only invalidated the oil, and one's not allowed to eat it because it's truma that was touched by a tvul yoim. But since it's only a tvul yoim, therefore the tumah that was put onto this oil would not in and of its own right make the wine tomei. The wine would only be tomei if we assume that touching the oil, it's as if it's touching the wine itself. And we would only assume that if we assume the oil and the wine to be blended. The Tanakama hold, the Chachomim hold, Loi pasal elo shemen bilvad, the oil and the wine is not considered as combined in one. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shneem chiburin ze leze. Since they are floating on top of each other, it's considered as a single combined mixture, and touching the oil is considered touching the wine as well. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oil and wine is considered something which is combinable. And therefore, so too over here, Reb Shimon in our Mishnah that's following Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, he'll say that even though you had a partnership with one person with wine, another person with oil, don't say it's not combinable. It is combinable, as we see over there in the Mishnah, according to Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbonon k'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon in our Mishnah that say that wine and oil is not combined is following the Rabbonon in that Mishnah that oil floating on wine is not considered as mixed and combined. Reb Shimon k'Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, and Reb Shimon follows Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore if the Shimon in our story has a partnership with Reuven with wine and with Levi with oil, they are combinable, they could potentially be mixed together or be considered as mixed together, they could be put, so to speak, into a single barrel, and therefore it's a good shitufei mevois and no further eruv has to be made. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we're now going to learn a third opinion. In the Mishnah we saw two opinions. We saw the opinion of the Tanakama who say that wine and wine needs no further Eruv, but wine and oil does. Reb Shimon said wine and oil also doesn't. And now we're having a third opinion. This is going to be the opinion of Reb Elozo ben Tadoi, Oymer. Echod ze ve'echod ze tzrichin la'oriv. Even if he was a partner with two different neighbors, both with wine, nonetheless it's not sufficient and you need to have an independent shitufei mevois to be able to carry in the mavui. Asks the Gemara, afilu leze b'yayin ulze b'yayin? Is that really true? Is there such an opinion that even if he has a partnership with two people, each with wine, and they could be merged together, whether they have to be merged together or not was a machlokes in the Gemara before, but they could be merged together. There's anyone that would say that it's not considered as a shitufei mevois? Answers the Gemara, Omar Rabba. Rabbi is going to explain as follows. Indeed, if you had two different people, each came with their own barrel of wine, they were partners with Shimon, that means Reuven came with a barrel of wine, and Levi came with a barrel of wine, they both came to Shimon, and they both poured their wine into a common barrel, then could Elmele Pligi de Hava Oriv, everybody agrees that it's a valid Eruv, Shitufei Mevois. Kipligi, where they're arguing, kagoin shelokhu chovis shel yain b'shutfus. If they purchased a barrel of wine with a partnership, that means it was never defined which wine belongs to Reuven, which wine belongs to Shimon, which wine belongs to Levi. So Rabbi Elozar ben Tadoi sova. Rabbi Elozar ben Tadoi says ein breira, since it's all mixed together and it's never been determined, and it's never been clarified which wine belongs to each partner, for Shitufei Mevois, that does not suffice. It's no different to, so to speak, we have a common barrel of wine that we each have a monetary partnership in it, which means half the value of the wine, so to speak, belongs to each, or part of the value of the wine belongs to each partner. But that would be considered like making a Shitufei Mevois with money. And putting money down, you cannot make shitufei mevois like that. Shitufei mevois has to be made that each partner has to bring his own food item and put it together. So since it's ein breira, according to Reb Elozar ben Tadoi, and this is not a typical halacha of breira, that later on it will be determined what was initially belonging to each of them over here, it may never be determined. We're talking about ein breira, just means that it's not clear, it's not distinct which wine belongs to who. And therefore, according to Reb Elozar ben Tadoi, it's not considered a shitufei mevois. Rabbonon sovri, the Rabbonon who argue, and this is also Rabbonon and also Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, they both say that wine and wine is considered a shitufei mevois. The yesh breira, it's as if it's been very clearly defined that part of the wine, that means we view it as if it's clear that part of the wine belongs to each partner, and it's all been put into a single barrel, and that is fine for shitufei mevois. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef is going to give another explanation. Rava offered one explanation. Rav Yosef is going to offer another explanation as to what the topic of discussion is between Reb Elozar ben Tadoi and the other Chachomim. Rava said that it was a discussion whether yesh breira or ein breira in this context. Rav Yosef is going to explain differently. Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoi v'Rabbonon b'simchin al shituf b'mokim eruv kumifligi. Which means, because what we're talking about here, we're talking about where you've got somebody who's in partnership with two other neighbors, both with wine. Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoi said it does not suffice as a shituf mevois, and we're having a challenge understanding that wine and wine blend, they combine. Why should it not serve as a shituf mevois? So the answer is, says Rav Yosef, of course it serves as a shituf mevois. The question is that these people here, they made a shituf mevois, but they did not make an eruvei chatzeros. The question is the fact that they've all merged in the context of shituf mevois, does that also help that they now no longer need to make an eruvei chatzeros? Or do we say no? Shituf mevois works for mavoi, but you still have to make an eruvei chatzeros for the chatzeros. That's what they're arguing about. The Maror Sovar, Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoi holds, ein soimchin. You cannot rely on shitufei mevois to replace an eruvei chatzeros, and that's why he says, tzorich la'ariv, you still have to make an eruvei chatzeros. Or Maror Sovar, but the Chachomim hold, soimchin, since it worked, since this was a good shitufei mevois, it also serves as an eruvei chatzeros, and they do not need to make an independent eruvei chatzeros. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is now going to prove this explanation. Minoa minolo. Where do I derive this from? The Omer Rav Yod Omer Rav. It was said in the name of Rav, he said, made two statements. One statement, halocha k'Reb Meir. The halocha is like Reb Meir. Another statement, v'omer v'broin Omer Rav. Another statement in the name of the same Rav, halocha k'Reb Elazar ben Tadoi. The halocha is like Reb Elazar ben Tadoi, that says that if you have this common partner who's partnered with two other neighbors, each with wine, that he says, tzorich l'orev, you still have to make another eruv. And Rav Yosef says, since Rav had to say both these statements, that the halach is also like Rav Meir, we'll soon see what Rav Meir says, and also like Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, my tama, why did Rav have to rule both of these? And the Ritva explains, in both of these, he rules like the yochid, like the individual, not like the rabbim, and therefore we take it for granted that lav mishum dechat taimahu, that Rav could only do this because Reb Elazar ben Tadoi and Reb Meir have the same opinion, and therefore they are considered a rabbim, so to speak. They are not individuals because they have the two people with the same opinion, and therefore Reb Elazar ben Tadoi obviously holds like Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir hold? We're about to see that Reb Meir is the one that holds that if you make an eruvei shetufei mevois, it's not enough, ein soimchin, you have to also make an eruvei chatzeris. So Rav Yosef says, you see from Rav, who ruled like both, that obviously Reb Elazar ben Tadoi says what he says because he holds the same as Reb Meir, that ein soimchin, you cannot rely on a shetufei mevois to also replace an eruvei chatzeris. Omar Le'abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, ichat tamo, if it's true, as you, Rav Yosef, are suggesting, that Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Tadoi both hold of the same thing, then why did Rav, Trei Hilchas Elomoli, why did Rav have to give two statements ruling like both? One would have been enough. Now, it would not have been enough just to say that the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Tadoi, because Reb Elazar ben Tadoi himself is talking about wine. And it could be that only in the case where you have wine and wine, over there, you cannot use this shitufei mevois to replace the eruvei chatzeres, because as we know, wine is not suitable to be used for eruvei chatzeres. So it could be only there it would not suffice to shitufei mevois in the place of, instead of, or to be good enough that you don't need another eruvei chatzeres. However, in the case where he made the shitufei mevois with bread, and bread itself suffices also for eruvei chatzeres, it could be there we would rely on the shitufei mevois and not need to make an independent eruvei chatzeres. So that's why Reb Meir is clearly talking about, and we're soon going to see that, the Rav holds that Reb Meir is talking about a case of where he did the shitufei mevois with bread, And even in that case, Reb Meir says, you cannot rely on the Shitufei Mivois, you also have to make an independent Eruvei Chatzeris. So why did Rav have to say the halacha is also like Reb Elazar ben Tudoi, also like Reb Meir? It would have sufficed to say the halacha is like Reb Meir, that you cannot rely on Shitufei Mivois and not make an Eruvei Chatzeris, even when you used bread for the Shitufei Mivois. So Rav Yosef answered, "Hokam Ashmalon." That question doesn't bother me because the law of dinon ketrei chumra be'irovin. We have a rule that when you have one opinion who holds of two stringencies, then in the halachos of Erevin we do not follow that one opinion. Now Rav Meir here has two stringencies. He has one stringency that making a shitufei mivois is not, cannot be taken for granted that it suffices also for Eruvei Chatzeris. A second stringency that's true even when the Shutufei Mavois was made with bread, that bread itself could be used for Eruvei Chatzeris. That's a double stringency. So Rav couldn't just say that Loch is like Rav Meir because we don't rule like an opinion that has a double stringency. So what did Rav do? Because Rav does hold that way. So he said, I'm not ruling like two stringencies of Rav Meir, I'm actually ruling like two different Chachomim. I'm ruling like Reb Elazar ben Tudoi that says that you cannot rely on Shitufei Mivois to exempt you from making Eruvei Chatzeris. That's one stringency. And Halacha Reb Meir, that the added stringency, that is true, even in the case of bread, if you did Shitufei Mivois with bread, that you still have to make an independent Eruvei Chatzeris. That's what I'm taking from Reb Meir, a single stringency from each. And that's how Rav ruled. Says the Gemara, "My Reb Meir, my Rabbonon." Okay, so you, Reb Yosef, are suggesting that Reb Elazar ben Tudoi and the Chachomim are arguing whether soimchin or ein soimchin, can you rely on a shitufei mivois and exempt them from making an eruvei chatzeros or not? And we said that Reb Elazar ben Tudoi follows Reb Meir. Let's see this inside. Where's these Reb Meir? Where's the Chachomim? "My Reb Meir, my Rabbonon." Says the Gemara, "The Tanya, it's in a brisa. Ma'orvin bechatzeros bepas." This is Reb Meir, we're soon going to see this Reb Meir talking, and Reb Meir says that when you do Eruvei Chatzeres, you have to use bread. Why? Because the purpose of Eruvei Chatzeres isn't to combine all the homes. Homes are classified by Dira, and Dira is determined where a person's bread is, and only where his bread is. Im rotzul oriv bayayin, if you want to do an Eruvei Chatzeres using wine, ein ma'orvin, then they cannot do that. You cannot do Eruvei Chatzeres with anything other than bread. Mishtatfim b'movo, you want to do a Shitufei Mivois, where the purpose of Shitufei Mivois is not to merge the homes, it's just to merge the Chatzeres. And Chatzeres themselves typically are not considered Dira. And therefore, any food items are enough. It does not need to be bread. And therefore, Mishtatfim b'movo, b'yayin, v'imrotzu lishtatif b'pas, if they want to do a Shitufei Mivois using bread, of course, Mishtatfim, they can do that. Bread is even better than wine. It's just not necessary for Shitufei Mivois. And that's one halacha of Reb Meir, that the Eruvei Chatzeres has to be done with bread, Shitufei Mivois can be done with wine. And we don't find the Chachomim arguing with this, but Reb Meir is now saying another halacha. Ma'arvin b'chatzeres, u'meshtatfin b'movui. One has to also make a Eruvei Chatzeres and also make a Shitufei Mivois. You need both. Why do you need both? Because children who are watching, they know that you're carrying in the Eruv, in the Chotzer, they know you're carrying in the Movui, and if you do just Eruvei Chatzeres or just Shitufei Mivois and you rely on just one of them, they're going to forget that there are two such concepts. Therefore, Reb Meir says you have to do also Eruvei Chatzeres, also Shitufei Mivois. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. So you see clearly, according to Reb Meir, that ein soimchin, you cannot rely on Shitufei Mivois and not do an Eruvei Chatzeres. And the truth is, it goes the other way around as well, that if all the Chatzeres in the Mavoi have merged, according to Reb Meir, that doesn't suffice. You also have to make a Shitufei Mivois. The Chachomim say no. Oim Arvin, either you make Eruvei Chatzeres, if all the Chatzeres in the Movi have made independent Eruvei Chatzeres between each other, then you do not need to make a Shitufei Mavois after that, because they are already all combined. Oim Mishtatfin, or they make a Shitufei Mavois between them, and then you do not need to make an Eruvei Chatzeres. So you see clearly, according to Rab Meir, making a Shitufei Mavois is sufficient, you do not need according to Rab Meir, making a Shitufei Mavois is not sufficient, and you also have to make Eruvei Chatzeres. Series. According to Rabbonon, it is sufficient. Says Rav Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Tudoi, who says that if you have even wine and wine, and it suffices as a shitufei mevois, nonetheless tzorich la'oriv, that's following Rav Meir, that you still have to make an independent Eruvei Chatzeres, and that has to be done with bread, not with wine. The Chachomim who say that wine and wine is enough, they hold that once you have a shitufei mevois, you do not need to make an Eruvei Chatzeres. Another Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Pligi bar Rav Nechumi v'Rabba. There's a machlekes of Nechumi and Rabba, and we don't know exactly who says what, but they have two ways of understanding this machlekes, whether Soimchin, or where it seems to be the machlekes is Soimchin or not Soimchin. The words of the machlekes are, if you do a Ruvei Chetufei Mavois, does it suffice for a Ruvei Chatzeres? Chad Omar, Bepas, the first opinion holds, we'll call it opinion number one, that bepas, if they did the shitufei mevois with bread, de kule alma loy pligi de bechado sagi. There, everybody agrees that soimchin, not like Rav Yosef was suggesting, that it's a machloikas Rav Meir and the Chachomim, whether you can rely on shitufei mevois and not have to make a Ruvei Chatzeres. Everybody says you can, providing that the item you used to make the shitufei mevois was bread, which can also be used for a chotzer. Everybody agrees that you can rely on the shitufim voice for the Eruvei Chatzeres, and then if you did a Eruvei Chatzeres, which has to be with bread according to everyone, then everybody will agree, even the Chachomim will agree, that the Eruvei Chatzeres will suffice and you do not need to make a shitufim voice, because that certainly is okay. So what's going to be the machlekes then between the Chachomim and Rav Meir, according to this opinion number one, that the machlekes is going to be only when they did the shitufei mevois with wine. They did it with wine, and you cannot use wine for the chotzer. The question is, do we say migu, just in the same way as wine was enough for the shitufei mevois, we also allow it to be enough for Eruvei Chatzeres or not? That means they're not arguing, can one rely on shitufei mevois for Eruvei Chatzeres? Because intrinsically speaking, everybody agrees you can. If you used bread, if you used wine, that's a separate question. Then can a shitufei mevois of wine also suffice for a chotzer that wine would not normally suffice for a chotzer? That was one opinion. That bepas to kule al maloi pligi to bechod asagi ki pligi beyain. They're only arguing if they used wine. The Chad Omar, opinion number two, we don't know who it was, whether it was Rabba or whether it was Rab Nechumi, but opinion number two holds that b'yayin de kule alma loy pligi de b'inon tarti. Everybody agrees that a shitufei mevois made of wine would not suffice for the Eruvei Chatzeres. You don't say migu, hoyil, you don't say since the wine was good enough for the mevois, it will also be good enough for Chatzeres. And that logic nobody agrees with. What are they arguing about? And that was actually the argument according to opinion number one. According to opinion number two, nobody allows that. The key pligi, what they're arguing is about a point that according to opinion number one, everybody said that technically speaking, we allow you to rely on either shitufei mevois or Eruvei Chatzeres, providing used bread. According to opinion number two, that itself is going to be the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim. Ki pligi bepas, if they did the shitufei mevois with bread, there's a question, do we say soimchin? Do we not say soimchin? And this is what Rav Yosef said before, that the machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachomim, is, do we say soimchin? Can you rely on the shitufei mevois and exempt us from doing Eruvei Chatzeres, assuming it was with bread? Ki pligi bepas. And that's the machlokes. The Gemara is now going to say meisvei. We're going to try and bring proof from the Braisa itself to one of these two opinions. Meisvei, what does it say in the Braisa itself? The Chachomim Oimrim, because in the Braisa all it said was that Reb Meir said you have to do also Shitufim Mevois, also Eruvei Chatzeris, and the Chachomim said you need to do both. But we don't know what it's talking about. Is it talking about that it was done with bread? That means, of course, if you did, if you did the Shitufim Mevois with bread, are they also arguing in that case, or they're only arguing if the Shitufim Mevois was done with wine? According to the Chachomim, either way, if you used bread, either for Eruvei Chatzeris or for Shitufei Mevois, you can rely on that for the other one. That means one, either Eruvei Chatzeris or Shitufei Mevois with bread suffices. You do not need anything more than that. The question is, when Reb Meir says you need both, also Eruvei Chatzeris, obviously with bread, or with Shitufei Mevois, the question is that only if the Shitufei Mevois was done with wine, or even if the Shitufei Mevois was done with bread? He says, Ein Tzemchin. The Chachomim say that you can suffice with either Eruvei Chatzeris or with Shitufei Mevois. And the Chachomim didn't say that that's only true if you did it with bread. My love, can we not assume that Oima Arvin Bechotzer Bepas, that what the Chachomim mean is either you did Eruvei Chatzeris obviously using bread because you have to use bread for Eruvei Chatzeris, Oimishtatfin B'movui B'yayin, or if you did any Shitufei Mevois even just with wine, then according to the Chachomim, then that would suffice. And then we have an issue, because opinion number two actually said that when you use bread, that's where there's an argument. But if you use wine for Shitufei Mevois, according to opinion number two, everybody agrees that you also have to make an independent Eruvei Chatzeris. So how are we going to read and understand the Chachomim who say that you can do either Eruvei Chatzeris or Shitufei Mevois, and the Chachomim didn't say that the Shitufei Mevois has to be done with bread in order to not have to do the Eruvei Chatzeris? So Omer of Gidloma Rav, so this is where Rav comes in and says it must be, and this is Rav's opinion, to say that according to opinion number two, which is Rav's opinion, the way we understand the Mishnah that says that according to the Chachomim, either Shitufei Mevois or Eruvei Chatzeris suffices is only if the Shitufei Mevois was done with bread. And that is opinion number two. Omer of Gidloma Rav, Hochi Ka'oma, this is what the Chachomim mean. Oy Ma'arvin B'chotzer B'pas. The Chachomim said, either if you do Eruvei Chatzeris with bread, Oy Ma'arvin B'chotzer B'pas, either they do Eruvei Chatzeris between all the Chatzeris with bread, Umotorin Kan V'Kan, and then they can carry not only in the Chatzeris, either in the Mavui, Oy Mishtatfin B'Mavui B'pas, or they do Shitufim Mevois with bread, and only with bread, even though it's not explicit. Rav says we have to learn that into the Chachomim, that they, if they did Shitufim Mevois with bread, then Umutorin Mekan or Lekan, then they can carry either also in the Chatzeris, also in the Mavui. And that is how Rav understood this Machlekes. And that's like opinion, that it was opinion number two. And according to opinion number two, there's actually a Machlekes whether you say Soimchin or Ein Soimchin. According to opinion number two, Reb Meir holds that even when you have bread and bread, which is how Rav just explained the Chachomim, and Reb Meir argues with the Chachomim and says, even if you do Shitufei Mevois with bread, it does not suffice for the Eruvei Chatzeris. And the reason is because he holds Ein Soimchin, and Rav Yosef says that it's that opinion of Reb Meir, which is also followed by Reb Elazar ben Tudoi, and that's why Reb Elazar ben Tudoi says that even if you had a partnership with wine and wine, which suffices for Shitufei Mevois, it does not suffice for the Eruvei Chatzeris. And now the Gemara is going to conclude what's the halacha. Omer Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, halacha k'Reb Meir. Rav said the halacha is like Reb Meir, as we saw before, that Ein Soimchin. And he said the word halacha, which means not only are we allowed to also follow him sometimes, no, you can publicly rule and tell everybody the halacha is like Reb Meir. Rav Huna Omar. Rav Huna says, you don't say halacha is like Reb Meir. We say minika Reb Meir. The custom is like Reb Meir, which means that if somebody comes to ask you a question, you can say the halacha is like Reb Meir. But don't tell everybody that the halacha is like Reb Meir. Rabbi Yechanan says, Noagua omka Reb Meir, the people were accustomed to following Reb Meir, which means that if somebody followed Reb Meir, then you don't need to shout to him, you don't need to rebuke him. But even if somebody asks you a question, you should not be following Reb Meir. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.